Topic of Tevilas Kelim on Shabbos. Is it permissible to be Tovel Kelim on Shabbos? So this is a very interesting case because the Gemara doesn't discuss this case explicitly. It discusses a similar case of, in other words, it discusses Tevilas Kelim on Shabbos, but it's talking about being Tovel Kelim that are Tomei, which we don't really do nowadays. We Tovel Kelim that are new Kelim that were owned by a non-Jew, and now we want to use them. That's not exactly the same exact thing. So should it follow what the Gemara says with regard to being Tovel Kelim that are Tomei in order to make them Tahor? So it depends why it is that the Gemara says you're not allowed to be Tovel Kelim on Shabbos in order to make them Tahor. So the Gemara actually gives four different reasons for this prohibition. One of them is that you shouldn't keep it around until Shabbos or Yontiv when it's a convenient time. In the meantime, you'll end up using the kli for truma and be mitame the truma. Another one is maybe if you tovel it on Shabbos, you'll squeeze it out, schita. And the third reason is maybe you'll carry it b'shus harabim. And a fourth reason is that just being tovel, it is like fixing it. It's domel lemisakein. So would this apply to what we're knowing nowadays, the tovel kelim, in order to use them for the first time and to start using them? So the post can point out, depends which reason. Are all the reasons equally applicable? And there's four reasons why you cannot be Tovel Kelim in order to make them Tahar. And then for new Kelim, there would be two reasons, because the first two reasons don't really apply to being Tovel Kelim for the first time in order to use them. Whereas the last two reasons do apply. So as long as there's even one reason, it would be Aser to Tovel new Kelim on Shabbos. Or no, that maybe each opinion in the Gemara argues with the others. And then the question is, which reason is the actual bottom line reason that we accept La Halacha? So the Beis Yosef points out that the Rif only quotes the first two reasons. He leaves out the last two reasons. And the Beis Yosef says the first two reasons don't apply when it comes to Toveling new Kelim. There's no concern you're going to leave it over and then use it for Truma and be Metame Truma. And in terms of Schita, the only Kelim you need to Tovel for new Kelim, Schita is not even possible. It's not even relevant. So therefore, the Rif paskins like those two Shitas, and therefore it would be Mutter to Tovel new Kelim on Shabbos. And the Rambam also indicates that those are the reasons. The other reasons are not brought La Halacha. Whereas the Rosh, Dafka brings the last two reasons, that and those reasons do apply to new Kelim, that it's Domel Mesakin, or maybe you'll carry it outside of the Eruv, and therefore the Beis Yosef claims machlokas between the Rif and the Rambam, who would say that you're allowed to Tovel new Kelim on Shabbos, and the Rosh, who says you're not allowed to Tovel new Kelim on Shabbos. So here we have a classic situation where the Mechaber and the Ramah follow their Darche Apsak. The Mechaber says, I have my three pillars of Psak, the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, and we go by majority rules. The Rif and the Rambam are Mekil, the Rosh is Machmir, the Halacha is Lahakam. And the Ramah says, what do you mean? The later Rishonim, the Rosh and the Rashba are Machmir, and Hilchas Kibasroi, we hold like the later Shitas. So that's the Machlokes. Now in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Shabbos, in Shidduchav Gimel, the Mechaber says, you're allowed to Tovel new Kelim on Shabbos. However, Yesh Osrim, and therefore, in general, when he said it brings a Stam V'yesh, so the Halach is like the first opinion, they really think it's Mutter, which is clear from the Beis Yosef. But he says, you can get out of it, you can just be makneh to a guy and then borrow it back. And then, since it doesn't even belong to a Jew, you're allowed to use it without Tevila. And the Ramah doesn't comment, but says, well, you can do it. The Ramah indicates in Dakim Moshe clearly that he passes L'chumra, and that's also implied in the Shulchan Aruch. And only thing he would allow is if it's not nikar that you're being tovelet. Let's say you have a kli which you use to draw water. So he says you could just draw water with it, and then mimela you're also being tovelet. Something that would probably not apply nowadays because people don't usually draw water to use it from a kela mikvah. But I suppose if you live near a mayan and it's in the eruv, then maybe that could be relevant. But here's where it gets interesting, and the last second twist. That's what the mechaber writes in Or HaChaim in Hilchos Shabbos. But in Yoredei and Simen Kuf Chaf, in the Halachas of Tfilas Kelim, the Mechaber says, if you have a new kli, you cannot tovel it on Shabbos. Just lend it to a guy, and then or be makna to a guy and borrow it back. So it's a stira. So what do we do with this? So many Achronim understood that the Mechaber was Chozerbo, that in Hilchos Shabbos, he implies that the Halach is really Lahakel, but in Yoredei, he changed his mind and he holds that in fact it's Aser. And this is what the Aruch HaShulchan writes, for example. And he says it's because it's really depend on a different issue, which is there a chiyuv d'oraisa or only midrabanan for tefilas kelim? And that will determine if we have gzeira that it's domel misakein. And without getting into all the reasons why, the Aruch HaShulchan thinks clearly that the Mechaber must have changed his mind and he's really machmir. Well, there are other achronim, there are some achronim who say, no, the Mechaber in Aruch Chaim gave you a way out. So in Yoredeya, he doesn't tell you the whole thing, he just tells you bottom line recommendation, which is to be machmir, but it's a recommendation. Really, Mikra Adin, he holds that you're allowed to. So this is the psak of Rav Ovadia. He writes that lichatchila, preferably, he goes like two levels of lichatchila. He says, lichatchila, you should be machmir to a guy. But then, if you can't do that, so then lichatchila, you can be tovel it on Shabbos. Whereas, again, this is based on the assumption that the Mechaber was not chozer bo, which is not clear, not totally clear. So, la'alocha Ashkenazim certainly should not be tovel kelim on Shabbos. For Sfardim, it would certainly be highly preferable to find a different time to be tovel your kelim, or to find a different kli to use. If they would be tovel kelim on Shabbos, certainly yesh al milismoch. And that's the Psak of Rav Avadya based on that understanding within the Mechaber. Have a great day, and again, please do put up the chairs.